Now, if you're listening right now from one of 48 out of our 50 beloved United States, and you laugh at what I'm about to say, okay, I'm not going to blame you. But I will ask for a measure of compassion. Because, you see, I grew up in Oregon. And on January 1st, my adored home state did the previously unthinkable. Oregon now allows people to pump their own gas. Well, only in rural counties, actually. More populous places in the state still have the required station attendance to pump gas. But nevertheless, friends, when I heard about this, I was shook. Joining us now to help me out of my shocked stupor is Lizzie Acker, reporter for The Oregonian. She joins us from Portland. Lizzie, it's good to talk to you, but what the heck happened out there in Oregon? How did this happen?
It's going to be okay. I just want to start with saying it's definitely going to be okay. When you come home, you will still get to have someone pump your gas, which is the ultimate Oregon luxury.
But why did they change the law? Why do people get to pump their own gas? Like mostly in the, I guess, in the eastern counties, right? Because we're talking about the
right.
rural counties.
I mean, we're talking about really rural counties. We're talking about counties that have less than 40,000 people in them. So really rural. And in fact, I know this is going to come as a shock, but they've been allowed to have self-service gas stations overnight in these counties since January 1st, 2016. So while people are allegedly freaking out, they technically have already been able to pump their own gas at night.
But of course, one of the immediate counterarguments from the hardcore Oregonian don't want to pump their own gas camp is, mm-hmm. well, what about jobs, right? I mean, I think statewide, right. there's something like 10,000 gas station attendants in Oregon.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I've always thought. Like, hey, look, we're employing people. It's so great. We're not only do we get to just sit here in our cars in the wet winter, we are letting someone else have a job, which is super great. I was reading this morning from the Bend Bulletin that actually a lot of gas stations aren't even equipped to have self-service gas. So I don't think many people are going to be losing their jobs over this because Oregonians, for better or for worse, we are a traditional people. We stand by our tradition since 1951 when this law passed, when I guess, you know, there was the danger of getting blown up by gas when you were pumping your own gas. I mean, I guess it's not funny because it was like a real thing. People were worried they were going to get blown up, so.
Okay, well, we're not going to get blown up. I mean, when I moved away from Oregon, I had to come to terms with, yeah, I got to pump my own gas. And it was okay, like you said. I survived. We survived. 48
yeah.
of the United States people do this every day. So Oregon,
yeah.
I love you, but it'll be okay. But
it's going to be okay.
Can we talk about the outcry for a second, though? Because I was seeing that, on the Facebook page of one of the Oregon TV stations, when they sort of asked people to comment about this, they got more than 40,000 comments of folks being like,
yeah.
I don't think I like this. Someone even saying, I don't even know how. This is a terrible idea. I don't want to smell like gas.
It is easy to pump gas, but it's not fun. I personally hate gas so much that I have an electric vehicle, but I do. It's like a very easy thing to do, you know, but it is really nice to have someone else do that for you and just sit in your car, maybe think about fossil fuels while you're getting your gas tank filled or just spend time with your family.
Yeah. I have to say, I am, as I said, I'm a proud Oregonian, will always
yeah.
be. And America is being
yeah.
kind of mean to Oregon right now, right? Like the internet is full of haters hating all over Oregon's being like, dude, you can do this. You can pump your own gas.
I think most Oregonians are aware of that. In fact, my coworker, Kale Williams, was looking into some of these, like, outrageous alleged Oregonians saying things like, I don't know, I'm going to die if I pump my own gas. And he talked to one of them, and that person has never been to Oregon, and I believe they were from California or something. So I think that we are getting tarnished in social media, and I think most Oregonians are self-sufficient enough to figure out how to pump their own gas.
Well, like, there's a comment here from one of, like, literally the thousands mm-hmm. from Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Oregonians, for making me feel like a strong, independent, successful woman simply because I can pump my own gas. Hashtag winning. Okay. But look, you have done your duty as a reporter and as an Oregonian because
yeah.
you made a video to help folks
I did.
Mm-hmm. who need a little help. And I just want to play a clip from that video about it's your how to pump your own gas.
Yeah. You can't do this like they do it in a Zoolander. You have to put the gas thing in the tank part, then you hold on,
a trick that I've heard about. If you push down on this little...
There's a trigger,
right? But look down here. Mm-hmm. There's a little levery thing. And if you put that down like that, you mm-hmm. don't even have to put your hands on it.
Gas thing? Trigger? Levery thing?
Look, you know, even though I know how to pump my gas, to be honest, like, when I pull into a gas station, I'm filled with, like, a very specific kind of anxiety. Am I going to mess it up? Am I going to embarrass myself here? Am I going to explode my car?
Well, you rocked it, as will every other Oregonian I know. Well, Lizzie Ecker is a reporter for The Oregonian. She's speaking to us today from Portland. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Thank you.